Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we'll go out to the guest line and talk to Leonard Ellaby. How are you doing, Leonard?
Oh, pretty good. And yourself today?
Very good, man. This is an exciting one. We're excited to go out to Vegas next week and get ready for Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman. How excited are you for this one?
Oh, I am super pumped. This is going to be an outstanding fight. We have undefeated young WBA world champion Keith Thurman taking on the legendary Manny Pacquiao. And again, what I think will be an all-action bout from the opening bell. I liken this fight because all the trash talk coming from Keith Thurman, he wants to knock Manny Pacquiao out. And I think that Manny has this fire in his belly burning because Keith Thurman's been talking a lot of trash.
Yeah.
That, you know, he wants to knock Keith Thurman out. I think this bout will end in a knockout, and the fans will be the winners.
It's always fun. You got two all-action guys going at it. Are you surprised that Manny is still at this level? We're talking on the cusp of getting the title of undisputed welterweight champion once again. I mean, I know he's 8-time divisions over and an absolute Hall of Famer, but it's amazing that he's still at this peak of the game.
Yes, at the age of 40. I mean, when you actually think about it, he's not only just competing. I mean, he's beating these top fighters that are out there in the sport. And just to be able to compete with a guy like Keith Thurman, a former unified champion who actually has the best resume out of all the welterweights out there in the division, with the exception of Manny Pacquiao.
Right.
It's just truly remarkable how he's able to perform at this elite level at this late stage of his career.
It is really impressive to see, and he does it with he's always just been such a fan pleaser. And Keith, I think, you know, before he went off with the injury things and had to get on the mend for it, was that crowd-pleasing kind of guy as well, two guys who are all action. How do you think he's going to bounce back in this regard, Leonard? He's only got one fight since coming back from injury, really. And to go into the kind of the deep waters with a Hall of Famer Manny Pacquiao, I mean, do you think it's too much too soon, or do you think he's ready enough to the test?
No, I think he's ready for the test. I mean, because he's in his prime. You know, Manny's 10 years older than him. Keith is 30. Yes, he had the injuries, and he had been off for like 2 years. And he had kind of, in his own admission, a subpar performance in his last fight. But that was just, I think, a lot had to do with the ring rust. I think come next Saturday night, we're going to see the best of Keith Thurman. He's super excited. I was with him yesterday at his training camp down there in St. Pete, Florida, and he's looking super sharp. He's very confident coming into the fight, and he's predicting a knockout under 6 rounds against Manny Pacquiao.
Wow, that is some confidence coming from him, that he wants to do something like that to Manny Pacquiao. We haven't seen him since the likes of that Marquez fight. That's big words from him, man. So he's feeling that kind of froggy?
Yes, he really is, and which is actually it's surprising, you know, but from the promoter aspect, this is great. He's been excellent during the promotion, and he's been very confident, and he's been very adamant that he wants to end Manny Pacquiao's career. So he's extremely motivated, and again, I think Manny has this extra fire in his belly because, you know, when it comes to the trash talking, Manny Pacquiao has seen it all. He, you know, being a legendary fighter, you know, he's fought all these different kind of styles. But at this late stage in his career, when someone says that they're going to end Manny Pacquiao's career, that has him kind of fired up.
How important is it for Keith from the standpoint of getting back into people's mind as one of the elite welterweights? Because you know how fight fans are. It's always what's here, what's now. So it's like everybody's mind goes to Errol Spence and what he just did to Mikey Garcia. It felt like that was an arrival fight for him where everybody's like, yes, he is the guy. Terrence Crawford, everybody's always buzzing about. Sean Porter, like getting back into the minds of the fans that he is among the elite and the guy who left before he did get hurt.
Well, I think all he has to do is go out there with an impressive performance come next Saturday night. You know, and there won't be any excuses because Manny Pacquiao's fought. This will be Manny Pacquiao's third fight within the year. He's super sharp right now. And, again, he's fighting at a very, very high level. You know, I think this is, as him and Freddie said, this is probably one of their better training camps. You know, again, Keith has really, really motivated him to get up for the fight. And I don't think he's been this motivated since the Mayweather fight in 2015. You know, it's a big stage, big platform for a huge event.
So we're talking to Leonard Ellaby. So I had a question about this, Leonard. So we are going out to Vegas. My co-host Leroy and I, we're going out to Vegas next week to watch the fight, which we're very excited about. And we've been there for a couple of different events. We were there for Mayweather versus McGregor, and the Irish fans are absolutely crazy. We've been out there seeing what the Mexican fans, the kind of passion they bring. In your mind, like, what, who in your mind has the craziest, most passionate fan base when it comes to fighters from a different country?
Oh, it's no doubt the UK.
UK?
Yeah, UK. Yeah.
What are some of the things you've seen from them that has just blown your mind?
Oh, it's just that, I mean, they're diehard fans. They support their fighters to do everything, win, lose, or draw. I mean, they just come to the events and they love to party and they love to root their fighter on. They're just tremendous fans. I have a great deal of respect for them, and the Irish fans too, and the Mexican fans. So across the board, like I said, it's the fans are just great.
What in your mind do you think it would be to get the Americans to be prideful in their fighters like the other countries are? Because I'm always, you know, it feels like the foreign guys always have that ability to have that groundswell of support from the guys of their nation. They represent their nation. The fans are proud of them. And Americans, you know, sometimes an American guy will go and root for Manny Pacquiao, they'll root for somebody from another country as opposed to an American fighter. What do you think the philosophy of that is, and what do you think could happen to have that change?
Well, I think it comes down to the fans being able to resonate with the stars. You know, boxing isn't a mainstream sport in the United States, but I think we're getting there. Boxing is at one of all-time highs now. Boxing is over several different platforms on the weekends. You see it during the week. And, you know, so boxing, the programming is at an all-time high. And the boxers are winning, but also these young stars are cultivating, and they're starting to get much, much more support. And we're developing one of our young stars in Javante Davis also, too, which I think he's going to be the biggest star in the sport in a couple of years. So it just comes down to continuing to build these young fighters, and eventually they will blossom into great stars.
What do you have lined up next for Javante? I mean, he's such a powerful guy for that size. It seems like people are always buzzing when he goes in there. What's the kind of the game plan for him for the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, he's fighting in 2.5 weeks, July 27th on Showtime. He'll be taking on Ricardo Nunes. He'll be defending his WBA super featherweight title in his hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. This will be a homecoming fight for him. It'll be a sold-out packed arena at Royal Farms Arena on July 27th, a star-studded affair. So we're just very excited to be working with a future superstar in this sport, Javante Davis, because he brings nothing but excitement.
And speaking of excitement, I got to ask you this, Leonard. So your guy, Floyd Mayweather, it went viral yesterday. He got crossed up. I never seen Floyd Mayweather ever crossed up athletically at anything. Did you rip him at all? Like, what was the message to him when you saw him get crossed up like that on the court?
No, he's out there having fun like he always do. He's a great athlete. He loves to play basketball. It was just a great move.
Oh man, it was an incredible. It's odd. We never see Floyd in that position. Like nobody gets the best of Floyd at anything. It was fun. It was definitely a fun moment.
Yeah, he took it all in great stride too. You know, they're good friends and stuff out there, just out there, a bunch of guys out there competing for a great cause, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Leonard, we're looking forward to next week, man. Keith Thurman, Manny Pacquiao live on pay-per-view. It'll also be available on the Fox Sports app,
pay-per-view.
which is really, really cool. You guys now have it available on the Fox Sports app. So we appreciate it, Leonard. Thanks for the time, man. We're looking forward to it next Saturday.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
All right, there we go. Leonard Ellaby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.